It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we're pleased to be joined on the telephone by the Tuolumne County Community Development Director, Quincy Yaley, who's going to get us up to speed on some development projects going through the review process and other long-term planning efforts. Director Yaley, thank you for coming on today.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So first off, for people who aren't familiar, the Community Development Department, what does it all oversee?
Sure. The Community Development Department has approximately 21 employees, and we oversee the areas of environmental health, building and safety, code compliance, land use and natural resources, and community and housing programs.
Then I know there were some changes in your office related to COVID-19 prevention and so forth. Can you explain a little bit about what was done and where things now stand today?
Sure. So we shut down to the public for a number of weeks during the initial phases of the COVID-19 response, but we were able to open back up on an appointment-only basis, and now for a couple of weeks have been open to walk-in customers. So we are open from 9 to 12 and 1 to 3. In our front area, in our development information counter area, we ask that only 4 customers come in at a time, and otherwise, ask that you wait in our lobby atrium area. But we are open for walk-in customers, and we are taking permits both in person and via email.
Good to know. You know, when the state of California did shut down for a couple of months, did you still have people coming to or online and so forth and calling to get permits?
Yes, we had a surprisingly high demand for permits and inspections throughout this entire COVID-19 situation. Our inspections have been occurring on a regular basis. We're just asking that folks use social distancing when they meet with our staff, as well as just be respectful if anyone on the site has any signs or symptoms of illness. Same thing with the counter. If you're not feeling well, we ask you to just postpone your visit. But we have been busier than ever throughout this COVID-19 situation. But I have also used it as a time when things have been slightly quieter to improve our operations at our front counter, as well as process a backlog of projects.
How about the Planning Commission meetings? Are those all online now?
So the county has moved all of our public meetings to an online platform. The Community Development Department does them a little differently than the Board of Supervisors. We use the Zoom platform, and each of our agendas will have the Zoom login or call-in information on them. And so all of our committees and commissions, including the Planning Commission, our Airport Commission, Historic Preservation, LAFCO, those have all moved to Zoom. And if you get those agendas, you can get the login or call-in information. Zoom has a feature where you can use a raise your hand button, and that lets staff know on the other end that you would like to provide public input to an item. If you call in, you don't have to use the Zoom platform. You can also call in, and you can use a *9 feature. Your listeners don't need to remember these. Each of our agendas come packed with instructions on how to participate in each meeting. We also have a sort of a lifeline. If you try to participate in a Zoom meeting and you're unable to, you can call directly into staff. I'll give that number, but it's also posted in our agendas, and that's 770-5423. And we have found that actually the Zoom platform has expanded our audience and allowed maybe some folks who weren't able to come to our meetings to participate in them.
So have they been pretty successful, the meetings thus far?
They've been very successful. I feel like even despite it being, you know, digitally, we're still able to have meaningful discussions with the commissioners, feel that we're able to get meaningful public input on these items, and it's been going as well as could be expected.
For people who aren't familiar, the Planning Commission, what are the types of things that they oversee and give recommendations to the supervisors about?
So sometimes the Planning Commission is giving a recommendation to the board, and other times they are the final decision-making body. So it's a very important commission for people to be aware of and participate in. They oversee things like wireless and cell tower applications, a number of site development permits for commercial projects, use permits and variances. they make recommendations on things like zone changes, general plan amendments, and subdivision maps to the Board of Supervisors, as they're the final decision-making body for those types of entitlements.
And then during these uncertain times recently with COVID-19, have you still been able to do code compliance checks?
We have been out doing some code compliance. The public should know that initially we did have to restrict the types of inspections we were doing to really what we were calling only essential inspections. So there were some cases that were put on hold during that process. But we are back up and running and in full effect, and we do operate on a complaint basis. The priorities that we respond to are set by the Board of Supervisors. They continue to be cannabis violations, substandard housing violations, and health and safety violations. These would include things such as building without permits or septic system failures.
For people who are concerned that people may be in violation, is that kind of people are making complaints to your office to go check things out?
Absolutely. People can call our office. The number is 533-5633. They can select code compliance, and they can either leave a message or they can ask for a return call. And the complaints are anonymous, so if you have any concerns that a neighbor, you see something in our community that they may be operating in violation or without a permit, just let us know and we'll go out and take a look.
During recent Motherlode View shows, we have been talking about tough budget times in Tuolumne County. A week ago, we had CAO Tracy Riggs on the program. For the Community Development Department, are you going to see some budget impacts in your office?
We've been really fortunate in that our revenues in this last fiscal year have been really strong. That was due to a number of factors, but included the fact that there was a building code cycle change that went into effect at the beginning of the year. So we saw a high number of building permit submittals towards the end of 2019, and those revenues really helped carry our department. And our revenues continue to be high, which will help the county's overall fund balance at the end of the year. Going into 2021, we've had to constrain our spending and also have had to freeze a vacant environmental health specialist position. That puts an additional strain on that division because they also did lose a vacant position in the last budget cycle. Environmental health is a public safety division. They do food facility inspections. They respond to hazmat events. And they've also been supporting the county's response to COVID-19. So it's a tough blow to that division. They have amazing staff who I know will continue to work hard to make sure the needs of the public are met.
I've heard too about some changes related to permit fees potentially coming. Is that related to budget?
Recently, I took a proposal to change some of the fees for the Land Use and Natural Resources Division to the Board of Supervisors, and that was approved and should go into effect in early August. And the changes in those fees were done to reflect the additional time that's being spent on some efforts that we do, mostly related to environmental review that's required under the State California Environmental Quality Act. Also, there's some new fees related to assisting developers in what I just call the post-approval process, so getting grading permits, getting final maps, doing any sort of final inspections. In the past, those things did not have a fee structure tied to it, but it was time spent by county staff on development projects. And so what the board approved recently and what will go into effect in August will help generate revenues for time that we're already spending on development projects.
Do you know, are they pretty comparable to what other counties are charging?
Right. So, you know, some counties do just a flat fee. Some do full time and materials on all their permits. We will have a hybrid approach here. So there are a number of surrounding counties that have a similar approach where if you have a project that requires a detailed environmental review, they are charged on a time and materials basis. There are other projects that we have that are smaller and more simple. Those will remain as a flat fee. So even if it takes county staff a little bit more time to process that, the developer, the homeowner, or the applicant won't be charged additional funds.
Need to take a break. Quincy Yaley, Community Development Department Director for Tuolumne County, is our guest on this weekend's Motherlode Views. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.